And we're back. Yeah. Killing it.
Nice.
Hey, buddy.
We need to be extra careful of those whiskeys.
Soups, careful. Lit tote gels.
This is a nice rug.
It is. Yeah, there's a lot going on here.
Not ruining it.
Yeah.
Yes. Wow, I'm free from the stranglehold of
headphones. And computers and blah, blah,
now,
blah.
Now, the burden is on you.
Solely on
you. So, if we fuck up,
yeah,
your fault.
Hey, I'm willing to deal with that. Been fucking up for a long time now, Cal.
It's so weird, honestly, not having headphones.
You sound good.
I'm so used to having you just literally in my head when we're
right,
talking.
Right, right. And now I got you.
Yeah.
Next time.
Now I'm in your head.
Yes, but next time, we're gonna
have both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll both be in each be... other's heads. So.
I'm not ready for that.
Yes. So, stonks.
Oh, my God.
Actually, no. Let's pivot real quick. Let's talk about.
Quick.
Let's talk about something that's really important.
Yeah.
Because the world is on fire right now. Because.
With what?
Tom Brady.
Oh, my God.
Is the greatest quarterback.
No.
Of all time.
God damn it.
What? I told you
nope.
that we had to talk about
nope.
this.
Yep. Nope.
Yep.
Sorry.
Yep.
Nope.
It was a showdown, a veritable clash of titans. And guess who came out on top? Was it Mothra or was it Godzilla? It was fucking Godzilla. Every time it's Godzilla. You know who that is? Tom fucking Brady. How do you feel about that?
How do I feel? I feel what? Oh, just give me a sec. All right. You know, you haven't riled me up yet. You know,
you're right, like you're right.
I knew exactly what was coming.
Yeah.
So I'm ready. I'm prepared.
You know where I want to go? You know where I might retire?
Where?
Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay. Yeah, that's cool.
Tampa Bay.
Yeah. Hey, you know what?
Serenity now. Serenity
nice.
Now.
Didn't work again.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's
work?
Why. That's why. Wait.
Oh, we don't have it on. We don't have it
got
on.
Got it.
All right. All right. All right. Hey.
Serenity now. Serenity now.
There we go. Yeah.
Guys, we have new equipment today.
Let's go.
And we're going to start blasting your ears.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking,
wait, with one of these guys?
With one of these guys.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah, that's a good
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that's ay, a good ay, one.
Yeah. Yes. But
yeah, MJ thinks he can get under my skin with this whole Tom Brady shit. And you know what? Packers fired their defensive coordinator, and that's the best move they ever made.
Yeah.
Because they rolled, my brother was telling me all about this shit. Okay. They rolled a single high safety
Ooh.
Against Tom Brady.
Don't do that.
In the fourth fucking quarter,
Ooh.
Which is the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my life.
Mm.
Packers defense have never done Aaron Rodgers any favors.
Mm-mm.
They're the fucking worst. And the Buccaneers.
Well, actually, can I throw this out there?
Yeah.
I think they did them three favors in the way of interceptions. And you know what?
It's not hard to intercept Tom Brady.
You know what the offense didn't do?
What?
Capitalize. 3 points?
Defense, dude. It's all defense. Aaron Rodgers got sacked at least 5 times.
That doesn't sound like defense.
I'm talking about the Bucs defense. You know Tom Brady has another half of his team? And you know that he isn't in control of that team.
He plays every
down. He
plays
defense?
He plays every down.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. You know, he is the GOAT. You know, he's on defense.
He's a head coach.
Sacking Aaron Rodgers.
I think he did a couple of times.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
He was just looking at him.
Yeah.
He's just staring at a strawberry, not eating it the entire time.
Getting
focused.
Him in the zone.
Staying focused. Eyes on the prize.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, that's him sacking Aaron Rodgers fucking... several times.
You've given me.
We had 2 minutes. We had what? 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Mm.
We were fourth down and goal.
Mm.
What did we do? Kick a fucking field
Ooh.
Goal. When we're 8 points down.
Oh, just trying.
That is the shittiest call I've ever seen.
There were a couple.
Yeah.
Quite a few.
Yeah.
It just made me happy.
Because you knew that I was
just
a wreck.
Upset. Oh, so good. And then I sent you that little meme, little Tampa Bay. Yeah. Made that myself just for you.
Yeah, that was great.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm very proud of you. Yeah. MJ's learning the internet, y'all.
Yas.
Just to suck off Tom Brady. That's the only reason.
I mean,
the only reason he learned meme was to suck his dick.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's salty talk.
Yeah.
We don't talk like that on this program. God damn it.
Salty sailor, bro.
Woo-wee. Well, I will say congratulations to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And they're probably going to win the Super Bowl. Tommy's going to have 7 rings now.
And we'll see.
Aaron's just going to sit over there with his one ring. Goat.
Wins are a team stat, dude. Wins are a team stat.
So are losses. Deal with that.
Yeah.
Deal with that.
Yeah.
You take that L.
I am.
You take that L.
I've taken it gracefully.
I love having the headphones on, by the way.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. You sound great.
Thank you, dude.
Got a great voice.
I bet I do.
But I will say, less salty talk.
Serenity now! Serenity now!
Fucking hate Tom Brady, guys. You have no idea. All right. I'm going to just let off a little steam.
Yeah.
This game was so important to me.
Oh, it had to have been.
Like, I had so much faith in the Packers. I was nervous for them.
Yeah.
I talked about it last week. And what do? They fucking classic shitty defense and shitty calls.
Mm. It was rough.
And I will say the refs didn't call dick on that game. There was
There was a little of that.
Foul play.
Foul play? We're calling foul.
Literally foul. Like, dude, that's why they call them fouls.
Okay. Okay.
Foul play.
Foul play. Yeah. Okay. I thought you were referring to like collusion.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Okay.
Although Tom Brady has deflated balls before to win. So Deflategate's real, bro.
You know what? If Aaron Rodgers was a fucking winner, he'd start deflating some fucking footballs too. All right.
Wow, dude.
Yeah. That's
you
right.
A cheater.
You want to win or what? What's more
There's
important?
No honor in that.
Who gives a about honor? You see how I did that?
Why are you censoring yourself?
Well, I heard recently that we're not making as much money as we potentially could because we're being demonetized for cursing in the first 15 minutes of our
seconds.
15 seconds.
Yeah.
It's minutes.
No, it's seconds. On YouTube?
Yeah.
It's seconds.
Minutes.
It's seconds.
Minutes. Look it up.
You really going to fight me on this right now?
Nice.
I know what it is, dude. It's seconds.
Oh, well, then we're good.
Yeah.
Fuck. Shit. Piss.
Bitch.
Balls. Whoa. Salty talk now. Is it really? It's seconds?
It's seconds.
Oh, who would ever run into that?
I don't know.
You just come in hot.
Yeah,
in the
dude.
First 15 seconds.
Just second one. Second zero.
Yeah.
Fuck Tom Brady. Yeah. He's a piece of shit, dude. Hate him so much.
Can't put this one up. Here we go.
Honestly, I don't really hate Tom Brady. I hate all the people that just think he's God.
Because
I think he's overrated as a player.
Right.
And he's more often just really fucking lucky than he is a good player.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, that's a hot take.
I don't think it's that hot.
That's pretty hot take.
I don't know.
Bro, that is literally your jealous ex right now.
No.
Yep, you are. You're playing that.
No, dude, I'm not kidding. I would rattle off the list, but I don't have it memorized of ways in which he's been really lucky. Did you not see that one catch
lucky
in the game against the Packers?
Lucky to have perfect genetics, to be a winner, to be the smartest man on the planet. To have an iron will so strong, you've never had a strawberry.
I fucking hate you, dude. I fucking hate you. I'm going to drink a lot today.
Yes. Drink it deep, buddy. But it was all wins. It was all wins for me. Because if the Bucks lose, I don't give a shit. If the Packers win, you're happy. You know, it was like there was no way I could lose.
You're happy that I'm upset.
That's what I'm saying. I literally couldn't lose. It was a perfect scenario for me. And now I just get to rattle off Tom Brady shit. And I don't even care about Tom Brady. But you hate Tom Brady.
I don't hate Tom Brady. I hate the people that praise Tom Brady.
What do you mean?
I just said that.
Or like the alt-right of football fans?
Huh?
Like the Tom Brady truthers? See what I'm saying? They just love Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're like the Trumpers of football.
All right. And also, he's a Trump supporter.
Whoa.
Do you not remember seeing that Make America Great Again hat in his locker, bro?
No, I don't.
Oh, that was a big story.
Ooh.
He had it in his locker.
Him and Donnie play golf together?
They probably have.
Yeah.
I don't know. Ooh. But Rory McIlroy played golf with Donald Trump. Remember that?
No.
Yeah.
I'm not going to disparage Rory.
I'm not going to disparage him either.
We don't do that on this program.
No.
We are Rory fans here. Yeah, but yeah, we said no politics.
Yeah.
Said no politics.
And you know what else? You know what else you won big in?
What?
Stonks.
Stonks. Oh,
Stonks,
my God.
Dude.
Well, I was telling people 6 years ago that GameStop it's gonna be big. Stay on it. Yeah. Hold the line. I've been talking about it for years. Chuck E. Cheese, huge.
Yeah,
I've been big on those. They're doing well. What are some other stonks? I mean, do I give it up? AMC.
It's up to you on what you disclose here.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. AMC. I've been saying that for years, even when I was talking shit about them. In a previous podcast.
You've been saying that?
Well, I was saying that, I was talking a little shit.
Yeah,
but
right.
Secretly, I was just buying. Buy.
Not going to lie, I bought AMC 2 weeks ago. It was like $2.50.
Yep.
I was like, AMC's not going to die. They literally can't.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, they're the biggest theater chain. And someone's going to buy them. I maybe shouldn't be disclosing my strategies here.
Right.
I don't care. I don't give a shit.
What are we?
But then it blew up out of nowhere, and I was like, holy shit. What's going on?
Out of nowhere, you know? It's like, I didn't even know about this Reddit thing. I had no idea.
You know what's crazy? So I just talked to my two nights ago. We were playing Smash together, and he told me that he's been on Wall Street Bets, which is the subreddit that started this whole thing.
They got shut down.
No, they didn't.
Oh.
They were made private so that no one outside or any bots would go in and
nice.
See what they're doing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Reddit like protected them.
Cool.
But he told me that he's been on Wall Street Bets for 3 years, just wheeling and dealing in the Wall Street Bets.
What?
I was like, dude, what?
It's another one we got to get.
What?
You said wheeling and dealing?
Wheeling and dealing?
Ric Flair?
Yeah.
Yes. Kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing. Got to get that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
But he told me that, you know, he's been making decent money on Wall Street for like 3 years. He told me he went to the Bahamas twice in college.
Yeah.
All of that was paid for with stonks.
What?
Sorry stonks. If you don't want me disclosing this, but he was like, yeah, I was doing pretty well.
Yeah. He's like not claiming any of this shit on taxes.
Yeah.
Fuck, what are you doing, dude?
We'll bleep all of it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I won't say who it was.
We'll talk to him and see.
We'll bleep out.
There we go. My
friend.
Yes.
Close associate.
Right.
But yeah. And then he was telling me about like the history of this whole GameStop shit. And he was like, they were this one guy, I think his name was like Deep Fucking Value was his name.
Yeah, DFV.
And he's been following GameStop for a minute. He was like, guys, GameStop is like, this isn't at their actual value. It's like undervalued or something. Mm-hmm. So he started to buy it. And then what was crazy was that one hedge fund had to report, I guess, that they were shorting it for like $50 million.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, like, you know, Reddit was like rallying. They were like,
oh yeah,
let's fuck this up.
Yeah.
Which is fucking crazy.
They gave him the business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, this is probably one of the craziest stories that happened this century.
Yeah.
Which is like hedge funds, the most powerful, like one of the most powerful entities in our government and just our lives in general.
Right.
These people that dictate a lot of our lives against the internet.
Right.
Against just people just like rallying on the internet.
Internet's undefeated. It will fuck
it's
you
fucking
up.
Them up right now.
Yeah.
They're
having to get bailed out and shit by all their boys.
Remember Don't Fuck With Cats?
Yes.
Internet Against the Serial Killer.
Wow. They're going to find you.
They fucked them up.
They're going to find you.
They found them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Fucking crazy.
You know, I never saw that, but I knew the story because I read so much about it.
Oh, my
God. Is it a good watch?
It's a good watch. Yeah.
I don't know if I could see
like
that
unsettled.
Shit.
Unsettled.
Yeah.
Because this guy was crazy.
I mean, he literally like kills cats on camera, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
He did
up.
Defiling shit to them on camera.
I don't even like cats.
And then he
and
moved to humans.
That.
Yeah. It was crazy because at first it was cats, and the internet is like, oh, regular serial killer? Oh, a guy fucking with cats?
Yeah. Because there's so many beheading videos on on the internet, and everyone's like, oh, whatever, guy gets his head cut off, and they're like,
not that we can know about that.
How dare you? He's doing it to a cat. Oh, no. That just shows you how little we actually value.
It's also the beauty of the internet, though.
Yeah, yeah.
They found him.
We refuse to look up the jihadists who are cutting and the cartels cutting people's heads off. If you fuck with a cat, we will find you.
Well, he moved to humans. And I guess the idea was that, like, we want to stop him from killing humans.
Yeah.
Because that's, like, the next logical step.
Ugh. But who does that?
I know.
I'm thinking about it.
No, you're not.
What?
No, you're not.
Wait.
This is incriminating.
When we watch the Powerball. I don't know why.
I don't know why you did that.
I love that one. It's my favorite. When I watch the Powerball. I was trying to find clips and little, you know, grabs and shit. And I ended up just going down like a YouTube rabbit hole of just like all of these classic, you know, videos and shit. I got nothing done, but.
But it was fun, probably. Man,
just right down. Yeah. It's so nostalgic.
Yeah.
Oh, so much fun.
I followed this account on Twitter now. It's Ancient Memes. Mm. Remember when like the troll face was big and shit?
No.
Oh, man. Those are like, that's like early, that's like puberty days of the internet. Was
really?
When people were fucking with memes, but it was all just like these fucking weirdly drawn faces and shit.
Okay.
Just like
okay.
The dumbest, cringiest memes, but we all loved them because they were just like, this is how I actually feel.
Oh no. Stonks.
And Ancient Memes has been killing it with the nostalgia.
Really?
Oh yeah.
I need to get on.
Yeah, do it.
Ancient Memes. Shout out.
Fucking great.
I'm tripping out right now.
I saw a really funny. Are you good?
Yeah.
You don't need to look at that.
I like to look at it. It's doing fine. Then. Look at it.
Don't look at it.
Pretty cool.
Hey, attention on me.
All right, you're right.
Brother.
You're right. We're having a conversation.
But I saw a funny tweet about the GameStop shit. And he was like, you know, GameStop's always said, power to the players.
Ah, there we go. They also say, thank you for giving us $700 worth of merchandise. Here's $34 in store credit.
Yeah.
Like, how much cash could I get? They're like, 14 cents.
14 cents.
Here you are. Enjoy yourself. Fuck you, GameStop. Also, I mean, I've never been the kind. I've never taken anything back there, really.
Really?
Well, I don't
know. Oh, I used to be a huge GameStop fan.
Really?
Yeah.
Nah, I've never done
it. They would always give me, dude, I'd give them a fucking brand new game. They'd be like, here's $5.14. I'm like, bro, come on.
What the fuck? I just bought this.
You're about to sell this for like $45.
You know, it's unopened. You like, yeah. You're like, you know, I just don't even want it. What can I get for this? They're like, we'll give you this bag for free.
What? Do you want a little keychain? We can give you that.
All right. Turn around. You're like, why? They're like, I'm gonna touch your butt. You're like, well, for what? They're like, that's the value of this.
Free.
I'm going to give you a pat on the ass.
You don't want a free butt slap?
Yeah. Just a little good game.
Yeah.
And you're out of the door. And they get the game that's unopened. They don't even do returns.
Nope.
We'll give you store credit for it. I don't want fucking store credit. I want my money back.
Power to the players.
Power to the players.
Yeah.
Dude, it's crazy though. That, like, just kind of, what is it? The unveiling or like, you know, seeing how fake the whole stock market thing is.
Yeah.
This is amazing. People are kind of waking up to this shit. A lot of shit. We're waking up to how fucked the political structure is, how the economy is a complete joke. It's just fake. People are just pushing and
moving. Well, the stock market's fake.
Yes.
The economy's real.
Well, the economy is real. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. But the way it's like manipulated through the stock market, that's fucked up.
And only I guess only billionaires can manipulate the stock market and
not us
or ordinary guys.
No.
Fuck you.
No.
Cannot give them power.
You stay poor.
And they got another bailout too. Ugh. It's fucking stupid.
It's insane.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So power to the players.
Power to the players. Power to the people.
Power to the people.
Hold the line.
Hold the line.
Buy the dip.
I'm rooting for Reddit.
Wow.
Reddit's going to fucking... I'm strong.
I'm rooting for my Chuck E. Cheese stonks.
Fuck yeah.
Dude, they're going up, baby. Hold the line.
Rooting for my Blockbuster stocks, bro.
Whoa. Surging right now. Oh, no. I don't think that one's going to pay out for you, buddy.
No, I don't think so. No, I'm willing to lose. I'm holding the line. You know, I'm trying.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, like, what else would be fun to invest in, like, for Reddit to blow up? Circuit City.
Circuit City, for
sure.
That's
a good one.
Yeah. Radio Shack.
Radio Shack. Bro.
Bro.
Let's start Radio Shack.
Let's start up Radio Shack hype.
I remember Radio Shack. I mean, obviously, they were like in the malls and shit. And I would go in there and I was like, who needs any of this shit?
Really?
Like, I always thought it was an interesting store to be in, but I didn't like know why. Like, wow. I don't know what any of this stuff does.
I mean, I didn't either. My hometown Radio Shack was always right next to the McDonald's. Mm. And whenever we'd go to McDonald's,
it was a standalone?
Yeah.
Wow.
Standalone.
Holy shit. Yeah.
And I just remember always looking at it and be like, I want to just go in there. And sometimes I'd tell my parents, like, can we go in there? Mm-hmm. And they'd be like, yeah. And I'd look around and be like, what the fuck, man?
It was like overwhelming.
I've never heard of this shit.
Right.
Like,
right.
I was always so fascinated by
it. Yeah. I loved Circuit City.
Never been to Circuit City. Been a Best Buy guy.
Ooh, yeah. I remember at one point there was a Circuit City across the street from a Best Buy.
Mm.
And it was just funny, like, seeing the Circuit City, like, kind of slowly.
We have sales.
Board up the windows and, you know, disappear. And it's the same fucking store. Nah, though. They're like,
no.
Yeah, Best Buy just.
Can't beat that blue and yellow color palette.
God, they just knew. They gave the people what they wanted.
Yeah.
I knew a guy who, like, kind of, I'm not going to say he was insider trading or anything, but he got out of Circuit City at like the exact moment he needed to.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Oh wait, was he working
money.
There or was he
was he was like a CEO or he was up. He was way up, and he got out right on time. Kind of like all those people who moved their stocks around when they heard about the pandemic that was coming and didn't tell anyone.
Hey, no politics.
Oh yeah, you're right. Yeah. No politics. But I'm just saying.
No,
little fishy.
Little fishy.
Yeah. You retire full benefits.
He started looking at those Best Buy stonks, and he was like, I need to get out of here.
The writing's on the wall. Oh, no. GameStop, buy now. Buy it. Yeah, so Tom Brady's the GOAT.
Fuck off.
It's true, though. Is it not?
No.
Is he better than Aaron Rodgers?
I think that what proved that a quarterback can win if he just has a good defense is Dan Marino.
They didn't win the Super Bowl.
Exactly. He was the best quarterback ever, and his defense sucked.
I think Joe
never won him a Super Bowl.
Montaigne might have something to say about that.
Montaigne?
Yeah.
He had a good defense.
He just had good everything.
He had good everything. He had
Jerry Rice.
Yeah, you can't lose Jerry Rice.
Hell
dude.
No.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers had Devontae, but Devontae's
nice.
He dropped a ball.
Valdez Scantling.
Like, no matter how perfect Rodgers throws, he will never get. Like, it's just, he just gets unlucky. Brady throws
weapons.
A shit pass 10 yards over his receivers, and his receiver jumped 5 feet in the air to catch that bullshit.
And you know why he threw it that high? He knew his boy could get
dude.
Up there.
Yeah, dude, he knew. It was such an accurate thrower, man.
It's not because he was eating popcorn before and it slipped out of his hand. Oh, no.
Dude, he seriously could eat his lunch back there and behind that O-line.
Oh, yeah, he was just hanging out.
Just eating
He's
all day.
Checking his GameStop stock. Oh, rallying. Guys, hold the line, guys.
Guys, going up. Oh, shit.
Yeah, oh,
gotcha.
I'm supposed to be doing something right now. Hold the line. Yeah, but he's the GOAT, and that's
Serenity now.
Yeah.
We'll Serenity now.
Yeah, we'll hold it at that.
Serenity now.
Oh, poor Michael Richards. That poor son of a bitch. Had a bad set. Just had a bad set. What else were we going to talk about today?
So I said that we wanted to watch the Tiger Woods doc
last week. Oh.
And it sort of bummed you out. Bummed me out, too.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about it.
Bit of a slam piece. A little bit of a hit job.
It was a little like, off-putting. Mm. But, guys, this documentary is on HBO Max. It's a two-parter.
Yes.
All about the life, the early life, I guess. First half of Tiger Woods' career and life. Yeah.
I'm not far into this. I've only gotten through two episodes.
No, that's it.
There's only two?
It's only a two-part
thing. Yeah. Oh, then yeah.
It ended with the Masters one, right? For you?
I'm not sure.
You don't remember how it ended?
No. I got like halfway through the second episode.
Oh, you didn't finish it?
No.
Oh.
But it doesn't matter. I know the fucking guy's life.
I know, but it's important to see like how they kind of cap off what they say about Tiger Woods. Mm.
Is it the new? Wait, his
latest 2019 win. Okay, cool. Yeah, they ended with that.
As a fan.
Yeah.
A fan. Big fan. Love Tiger.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Dude, you told me he's the reason why you got into golf.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, God, it was tough.
It was tough to watch.
Yeah.
At points.
I just felt like, I mean, did he have anything to say about this? You know, like.
I don't know.
They're just literally giving him the business. And it doesn't seem like he would have signed off on any of that shit.
Well, I mean, it is his life.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of that stuff they were saying is true about his dad. Mm-hmm. About the drugs, and the cheating. Oof. You know, like it was tough to watch because like I feel bad personally because that I told you to watch it because I know this guy's like your childhood hero.
Oh yeah.
And I started to feel bad because I didn't realize that it'd be so like condemning of him
as
a person.
It makes him look like a fucking psychopath.
Yeah.
And but, rightfully so.
I mean, it was, but for me, like, I mean, I remember every tournament that they showed
and
play. I've watched him my whole life.
Right.
I've always thought he was incredible.
Yeah.
But it was crazy to see like, the methods of his dad and how his dad raised him.
Mm-hmm.
It was very interesting. Like I was mostly interested in his whole life because I knew about it already. And I was like, I want to see what they say and how they say it, of course, which is a little aggressive.
Yeah.
But it ended really positively.
Really?
It was very
good.
Yeah.
Like he changed his life or whatever.
It was really cool.
Yeah.
Like the way they showed like his character growth essentially is what happened.
Yeah.
Because, like, he was a person that was so obsessed with dominating and winning. Mm-hmm. Like, when he was playing with Phil, do you remember that when they talked about when he was playing with Phil in the Masters?
No.
Really?
No.
So, apparently, the way they talk about their dynamic was like Tiger was the guy that worked since he was 2 years old to become the greatest golfer.
Right.
Phil Mickelson had God given talent.
Oh, yeah.
And Tiger kind of looked at him just like, very angrily, I guess. I can't remember the word they used, but he didn't like Phil because Phil had so much talent and didn't work
hard.
Him.
Yeah.
Like, and so Tiger would never talk to him, would always say like, I'm going to fucking beat him.
Right.
Like you're going down. He didn't really play nice with him at all. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of like his career for the most of his life was like being very focused on just winning.
Right. Right.
And it, like the story of his dad, like the way his dad raised him, like, just fucking like doing all kinds of distractions, like getting him media trained.
Yeah.
Like what, making him watch hit balls, like
for, yeah, that, well, also I would love that, you know, kind of wish my pops had set me up at the driving range.
I know.
But Tiger was, just so psychotic about his pursuit, you know, like,
yeah,
he like, that's all he could see, and that's fucking crazy to me. I mean, and you like see it when he's like getting to cut loose with kids his age, he gets his first kind of girlfriend thing, and like, you know how, dude, she kind of punked his ass showing some of those videos.
Really?
Well, you know, like the old videos of Tiger when he was a kid and he's like at a party with his friends and like,
I thought that was cool.
I thought
it kind of showed his human side.
Right. Yeah. But like,
you didn't like seeing that?
No, hated that. I'd be like, oh, interesting. Putting that out there.
I liked it because we've grown up with Tiger and we've just seen him as this god.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was always a person.
Right.
But like and they showed interviews of his dad being like, oh, we would have supported him in anything. But everyone knew that, like,
no,
it was
no,
golf.
No.
100%.
Yeah.
Like, nothing else.
Yeah. That's, like, they made him, like, the letter that he had to write or that he had to write to the girl to break up with her or letters that he would write. And
yeah.
Shit. Come on, man.
That was crazy.
They wrote that shit. His parents.
So?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, his parents wrote it. Yeah. 100%. I thought you meant like the documentary.
No. Yeah. Ooh, they would paint
that
themselves.
Letter was nuts.
Yeah. It's
it
so
looked
weird.
Like a press release. It was like, sorry, but we're going to have to cut our ties.
Right.
I was like, this isn't normal person language when you're breaking up with someone.
Not at all. And they like held his hand and made him sign it. You know, there's a Perkins.
What about
have you ever been to a Perkins?
No,
exactly. Of course, that's where Tiger's finding some of his hoes. The hostess at a Perkins.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I don't know. I've
never even heard of a Perkins.
But then he discovered Las Vegas.
The Vegas stuff is fascinating.
Yeah.
Wow.
And what was interesting was that I liked that they talked about how it was sort of Michael Jordan and Charles Barkley that like coaxed him
and like
into this lifestyle.
Right, right.
Because if they were like, yeah, Tiger would like sit in the corner at a club and just like have no idea what's going on.
He's like over there rehearsing his golf swing, like kind of.
Yeah, dude. I love that they got his caddy as an
Stevie.
Interviewer. Because like, I mean, he knows more than anybody.
Right.
What it was like being with him.
Yeah. And like, I didn't know he was going to fire me as a friend, too.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
Yeah.
Tiger's cold-blooded. It was interesting because, you know, you've spent your entire life in the starlight. You know, like, you've, since he was fucking 2 years old, he's
right
already
in front of a camera.
Right, exactly. And, like, just seeing how that slowly, well, not slowly, but, like, how it was torturing him. You know, and like he thought he was getting away with shit, but it's like, dude, everyone's talking.
Yeah.
That was crazy. And then what the fuck happened to that one chick? Rachel Yucatel?
Oh, yeah.
She looks like Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah.
What did she do to her face?
I don't really. I mean, yeah. Yeah. Whoa. She got a lot of work done.
Don't do that. She looked like Mick Jagger. What did she do? That's like Holly Saunders. Have you seen Holly Saunders?
No.
What? Holly Saunders used to be gorgeous. And now she looks like a fucking alien.
Yeah, plastic surgery is nuts.
Yeah, okay. Complete sidebar.
But
that it was just interesting, like, how he was not only, like, doing the dirt, but, like, creating other relationships. Like, he needed, like, outlets to be able to, like, feel, I don't know, normal around people, but he always...
Like that one girl, specifically. Yeah.
Yeah, the relationship he had with her was somewhat troubling.
What I liked about how they tried to, like, psychoanalyze him, which, I mean, it's weird to do, but, like, I feel like they did have to sort of try and explain why he did this. Because it felt like he was very much a compartmentalizer. He was like, I need family, but I need to, like, separate my emotions from that or something.
Right.
And put my love and emotions into a different, like, section of my life.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was, like, weird. Because, like, I mean, at the end of the day, he's not a normal person who's lived a normal life.
No, not at all.
He has always lived in front of a camera.
Yeah.
He's always had to, like, play nice.
Right.
Try to be the perfect person. And, you know, no one knows what that's like.
Right.
And at the end of the day, like, I think the documentary didn't try to condemn him, but it just felt like it.
It just shed light on uncomfortable shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, I like how they talked about his first Masters win. Because, like, even a couple years ago before his first start, they didn't allow black people on the Masters. And he went in there fucking guns blazing.
Just beat the pants off everyone.
The shit.
The old 40-30, I think, in the first round.
Yeah.
Shot 40 on the front nine, 30 on the back.
And then just.
Just never looked back.
Never.
Yeah. Shitting on people.
It's hard to find another just athlete in general that has been so dominant at a sport quite like Tiger.
Right.
Like, it's just unimaginable how good he was.
Yeah. Dude, 2000 Tiger. I just want to be that guy for a minute.
Oh, my God.
Minus the Perkins hostesses. Fuck a Perkins. No one's got time for that.
Yeah, I mean, that shit was weird. But I did like that they talked about his career, like the 2008 U.S. Open.
Right.
I remember watching that shit to this
day. Hell yeah.
And to hear Steve's, like, inside stories about
when
it.
When he talks about hearing his knee pop and shit.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
And to hear him talk about how, like, on the second day, he was like, Tiger, we got to stop.
Yeah.
We got to drop out.
He's like, fuck you. I'm winning this
Straight
thing.
Straight up.
Yeah.
fuck you, Steve.
Yeah, I'm winning this shit. And then Rocco, poor Rocco Mediate.
Okay, that shit was, his interview was weird.
Well, Rocco's a weird guy.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
And then he started talking about like calling the devil, praying to the devil to get Tiger to fucking lose. I was like, bro, why are you saying this shit?
I mean, there's definitely an aspect of showmanship it there, you know, he's weird. Hamming it up for the cameras and shit, but
well, he didn't need to do that. It yeah. was a little wacky.
He's a fucking, yeah, he's a little out there. Rocco is wild. Oh my God, dude. That was... But that putt, man.
Oh my God.
Eight on on 18, that is just bumping around on, you know what I mean? Like the last pairing on Sunday, everyone stomped all over that goddamn green and somehow that putt bobbled in. And then that, oh, just letting it out that rope. Whoa, fuck
so
yeah.
It, like,
and then had to play another 18 holes. Had to play Rocco on Monday, which is a dumb thing. Get it done.
It's weird that every major has their own like playoff thing, rules.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's so confusing.
Fucking 18 hole.
It's like the PGA is like, yeah, you play three holes, but we're gonna randomly select them or some right, shit. Like right. You play one and then 18 and then nine.
They're like, all right, U.S. Open. You know what? If you're tied, we're gonna do 18 hole net stroke or net match play. Like Rocco, yeah, you're gonna get a couple shots off Tiger.
So weird.
Bingo, bango, bongo. We're gonna play polies, all the junk.
I didn't know about the Tiger Grand Slam. I didn't know that was
Tiger
a thing.
Slam.
Or the Tiger Slam. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. That was cool.
Holding
I
them all.
I didn't realize that he won.
Holding them all.
Yeah. He won off four.
So he won the US Open, the British Open, the PGA, and then the following then the year Masters. Won the Masters.
Yeah.
Nasty.
Unheard of.
Should have won the Masters that year. Just, you know.
I mean, come on, dude. What are you doing?
I don't know. You fucking bum. Come on. What was your dad beating you to death for if you're not going to fucking honor his hard work?
But
I heard his mom was... His mom... I didn't like so much... I think that's what I took away or as one of the negatives, though, was like... It just never really felt like the parents got like... I mean, they fucking love their kid.
Of course they did.
Like,
yeah.
Relentlessly.
Yeah.
And overbearingly. But they fucking love their kid. And, like, to me, it just felt like, I don't know, the tone of it just kind of made them look like monsters.
It's hard to balance when there's almost this, like, responsibility to tell the truth.
Right.
Because when that family friend, the guy that played golf with them, when he was like, guys, this is going to get me in a lot of trouble if I talk about this shit. And he talked about like the dad just going into a Winnebago and
banging the Wannabango.
Yes. And you got to think like, is that part of the reason Tiger was such a philanderer?
Absolutely.
Like,
That was the example he had.
He like became a different person in Vegas and he became addicted to that lifestyle.
They were showing some pictures of him. Like, the editing was great.
Yeah, it was.
Because, like, they'd, like, show these pictures of him, like, that were supposed to be, like, serious pictures, but taken out of context, they make him look like a serial killer
shit, yeah. I did, like, they did do some good editing, though. It's, like, when he was walking out of the club one time, just having dead eyes.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa. This what is kind not of, Tiger. This fuck, is not camera-trained Tiger.
Right, right. Did you ever see his arrest video, like him talking and stuff?
I couldn't watch it.
It was crazy.
At first, when it first came out, I was like, I can't watch this.
Right.
This is tough.
Fucking love Tiger.
Yeah.
But I loved that video.
Really?
Oh, it was fantastic.
I loved the photo.
It was
the photo. I was on Twitter when that came out and everyone was using it.
Oh,
it
yeah.
Like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I used the Snapchat filter of that picture on my face. It's amazing. I'll have to show it to you. It's so good. I almost used that as my profile picture on Instagram. I was like, I shouldn't do this. but he got lit.
I hope you watch the second half of that second part.
Yeah, I need to
finish
it.
It gets really positive. Mm. And I liked at points that they talked about the attitude towards Tiger, especially when the scandals started coming out. Like, everyone was saying that he was just a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And shouldn't play golf for cheating on his wife.
What?
And I was like, and it was really interesting when they talked about his race, too. He was like, I'm a Cablasian.
Cablasian. Yeah.
And everyone was calling him black.
Right.
And that the one guy that was interviewing, I forgot his name, but he was like, whenever you're in trouble, they go straight to black.
Oh, 100%.
Hope he wasn't black.
Yeah, right.
And the whole attitude of the golf world, especially the rich ones, they wanted something. They wanted something to just latch onto.
Right, right.
And kick him out of the game.
Absolutely.
Which was really tough to see, like, how, like, the Masters, like, Augusta Chairman was just fucking brutally.
We knew it, like, the whole time.
Like, we cannot allow the man that would support this kind of behavior on the golf course.
Meanwhile, that guy's got a mistress who kicks his balls in.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Like, it was so weird.
We knew it. They were just waiting.
Yeah.
But that's one of the things, though. I mean, like, the higher you go, the more people are going to fucking try and tear you down.
Like, America simultaneously loves watching dominance and at the same time wants to see them fall.
Right. Absolutely. The fall from grace.
Yeah.
We're all about that.
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know, man.
We love. It's an
insecurity. I think it's an insecurity thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I wish I was that good. I kind of hope he wasn't that good.
Right, right. I knew there was something wrong.
Yeah, like, I knew he wasn't that good. Yeah, dude.
He left all that fucking enclave money on the fucking table. Buick just dropped his ass. Buick? Come on, bro. Who wants to be? I would be like, thank God. He probably did this shit on purpose. You know what I mean? He's like, I'm done with Buick. Like, we gotta make this go away. There's got to be something. I mean, it was so absurd to me because of all that, you know what we lost? The American institution that we lost?
What?
EA Sports Tiger Woods. And they gave us that fucking atrocity.
Rory McIlroy, PGA Tour.
Listen, we don't talk bad. We do not speak poorly of Rory, but that game.
He didn't make that game.
That's not his fault.
Not his fault.
But that game is trash.
Garbage.
And the new fucking PGA 2K.
Yeah, you told me shit.
Trash. Fucking trash.
We'll never get that era again.
Oh,
maybe we
so
will,
good.
Though.
Yeah. I hope so.
If there's
anything that we could get out of the Biden administration, please bring back Tiger Woods.
Bring it back.
We need Tiger 21, Tiger 22, whatever we can get. I need it back, please. JoJo, Grandpa Joe, Empress Kamala, please make it happen. Yas Queen.
You gotta watch the last bit of that documentary because it goes into, like, his back surgeries and his troubles with drugs, you know, after the arrest and all that too.
Now that I think about it, did you see that he's out? He's having another back surgery.
Are you serious?
He's fucking out.
Damn.
Isn't that crazy?
That sucks.
This has got to be it. Let this poor son of a bitch just let him. Yeah, just walk off, man.
He wants 19, dude.
There's no way.
He wants 19 majors.
No way in hell.
But the way they kind of painted him as this person that really tried to take advantage of that second chance.
Mm-hmm.
That is like a once in a lifetime second chance to play golf again after three back surgeries and shit. And he started to have fun playing the game. They showed him laughing and, like, joking around
with the other players.
Yeah. And like going and doing press tours with them and, like, ads with them. Like,
I mean,
being really
jovial.
Yeah.
You don't see that. Like, the original Tiger, there was, like, this air about him, you know, like,
oh, yeah.
Just all business. I want to fucking stomp you guys out. Like, I'm going to beat you by a million. I'm the best. You're the worst. Fuck you. And, like, just seeing him, like, with younger tour players and, like, referring to, like, oh, me and Brooksy, or, you know, like, me and JT, like, you never saw that.
Never.
And, like, yeah, it was really refreshing and it was cool. But come on, we're talking about a guy who literally grew up in the spotlight, like, every second. There's a little bit of play there. You know what I mean? He's like rebranding himself in some
fashion. Because
you think he actually, like, felt that way?
I think so.
I think of him as a robot.
Because, I mean, dude, he almost lost everything with these back surgeries and the Navy SEALs shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he ripped his body to shreds.
Oh, yeah.
And I do
and
think
and all that banging.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just sport fucking.
All those other players, dude. You guys are fucked. But I do think there was a part of him that was like, there was really a chance that I could, there was more of a chance that I could never play the game again. Yeah. And I think that he was like, he was just completely changed.
Right.
And they showed interviews actually with him from the past of him like talking about his back surgeries and getting back into the game. And he was like, I mean, this is the second chance I never thought I'd get.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, he started just having fun playing the game.
Yeah.
Which was really cool.
God.
And then he won. Which it was in the end of the documentary with him winning.
Yeah.
And everyone like, you know, he tried his best. He rehabilitated. Mm-hmm. He improved on himself. Mm-hmm. He improved his attitude. And he worked hard and he's back.
He's the best.
Yeah.
God, I remember watching that. I was driving home, my buddy Kyle's wedding, driving back from that, and just had could have died a couple of times, but watching the Masters, got it on the dash on my phone, and I'm just like, just everyone starts falling back, and Tiger's just like, this is my chance, and you just saw him like kind of lock in. Oh, I really wish he had parred 18, though. I'm pretty sure he bogeyed. That would have made it even better, but whatever.
So
he knew he could win. Yeah.
Like watching the crowd like rally.
It was kind of like watching Tom Brady throw that ball into the dirt, knowing that all they needed was the field goal to give them the 8 points to like, you know what I mean? Well, and like, I'm not trying to be a dick.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm saying it was like, you saw him like go into straight game management in that moment. He was like, I can't lose unless I really fuck this up.
Yeah.
So he's like, kind of blew it right. Chopped it out.
Yeah.
Got it up there. He's like, all right, like I don't have to press, but like, you know, it was,
yeah,
God damn. It was so big. I was getting teary eyed in the car.
And they showed one of the interviews they had. One of the guys was like, you know, that in the crowd, all those people cheering for Tiger, you know, that a lot of them 3 years ago loved watching him fail.
Yeah.
And
oh yeah.
So badly to see him never in the
Randall
game.
Randall Chamblee, that fucking tool bag.
Yeah.
Ugh. He'll never win again. I don't think he's got it anymore. Shut up, Brandle.
But
he ain't got it.
It was really heartfelt. It was a good documentary. I really liked it. I'm sorry that it.
Well, and I was watching it with old Goofus. Zim's just giving me the bitch. She's like, he's so creepy. Oh, he's so creepy. And I was like, of course he's creepy. You've never been a billionaire. Everyone's creepy at that point.
He had a completely different mentality from any normal person.
Absolutely.
Like,
one goal.
No one knows what's actually in his head.
Right.
All you see is what he gives you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Man, it just makes me, oh, God. It must have felt so good, too, to be that confident and then back that shit up. Like, I remember there was this interview he did with, like, Curtis Strange. And Curtis is like, well, you know, like, takes a long time to learn how to win out here on tour. And he's like, well, you know, when I go in, like, I only have one goal, and that's just to win. Like, that's the only reason I show up.
Yeah.
He's like, you'll learn. He's like, oh, yeah? Oh, yeah. And he, like, goes out and wins his first fucking Masters as a professional. He's like, fuck you.
Fuck you.
Yeah, suck
he
it, nerd.
He really got it done.
Yeah.
He was, like, there's no athlete with that kind of determination that I've seen.
Absolutely. Well, you know, you got Michael.
Oh, yeah.
MJ was that way. But, like, I mean, it is that, like, create a narrative and then fucking stick to it. Like, that's what they, like, had to, like, construct in their mind, this invulnerability. You know, like, I am the best. And, like, anyone who's fucking doubts me, I'm going to shove it right down your throat.
I don't even think Tiger conjured it. I think that it's been instilled in him by his dad and himself since he was 5 years old.
Right.
You are the best. Mm. You are a winner. You're going to win. I don't think he ever had a doubt in his mind.
Yeah.
While he was dominating.
God.
And that's what's so crazy to me.
Right.
Is like, you could just tell. He knew he was a winner.
Mm.
And he knew he'd be a champion.
He is all of them. He's so good.
We won't get anything like that again for another 100 years.
No.
A player that dominant.
No. I don't know if ever.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about, like, the shit that he did, it's like, you can't do it again. Everyone's too good now because of him. Also, a byproduct of his dominance is that you got better athletes, more money. You know, like, the game is completely changed because of him. You're not going to see Craig Stadler walking around anymore, you know, like, that those days are gone.
And I think that no one will ever reach like his all time majors like score. Mm-hmm. The only one that's come close is like 500 strokes away from that. He's like negative two. He's like 250 under in his career at the majors. Next closest was like 200 over.
What?
Some shit. Have you not seen that stat? Oh, no. My God. It's crazy.
Dude, we need to, we should do that.
Yeah.
As a recap.
Look at,
all of his fucking stats.
God.
Crazy.
Yeah, like we have to.
His number of weeks, consecutive weeks as world number one.
Oh, my God.
There was a point where he like didn't miss a putt inside 3 feet or like it was like 3 feet and in for like years or like, you know, multiple seasons on tour. Yeah. That's fucking crazy. This guy is a beast.
He's a monster.
And now he's done.
God, I didn't even know he had another back surgery. That fucking sucks.
Shut it down.
That sucks.
No mas tigre.
Fuck that, man.
Oh, well.
I feel bad for him.
He gave us an episode, half an episode, just talking about the man, you know?
Look at that.
And that's the summation of his career.
Yeah.
He was talked about on the Fish Burrito podcast, number one podcast in LA, actually.
And if our listeners don't really know Tiger and don't really watch golf, like we're going to rattle off like his stats like next episode or something.
Oh, yeah. He is the shit.
He's the shit.
Yeah.
Like no one will be as dominant as him in a sport.
My favorite is like, I love seeing him when he was like a little kid too. Like those old, you know, Tiger videos and
so
stuff.
So cool.
God, he was such a beast then.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I love how much video there is of him. It was, I mean, I was like, I can't believe he's been on camera since he was 2 years old.
It's wild. I don't even have pictures of me in middle school.
One of my favorite parts of the documentary was when they showed video footage of him like in front of all these cameras holding the British Open.
Yeah.
You're just like, fuck me. Just like had the perfect smile.
Right, right.
Just knew how to hold it.
Absolutely.
You're just like, I hate my life.
God
like,
damn it.
That is, and
I can't wait to get back to Perkins. Get me back to the Perkins.
Where's Yucatal?
God.
Nah, man, I don't like disparaging him because I think he's had an insane career.
Well, I mean, you can still talk.
He has done a lot of shitty stuff.
Yeah. But who wouldn't?
Yeah.
I don't even
know. Michael Jordan did the same shit.
Yeah, and no one's talking shit.
No one cares.
You give him the last dance, and now
it's because he was a part of golf, the rich white man sport.
Mm-hmm. They're just going to take every chance they can.
They were like, you can't have the power anymore.
You've got the juice now, Tiger.
God.
Tiger's got the juice.
He's Ben
had the juice.
Yeah.
Now he can just get on his fucking yacht and just sail around the fucking or the world. Just
I would love for him to do that.
Be done.
I would love for him to just be like, you know what? No more cameras for the rest of my life.
Fucking.
I'm going to have a cabin in the middle of the Himalayas.
Yeah, right. Be the captain of the President's Cup or whatever, the Ryder Cup, whenever, you know, if it comes up. But just fucking go.
Yeah.
Hang out with your kids. Now it's Charlie's turn. He'll never be as good. But
no.
Maybe.
I mean, we got little LeBron Jr.
Bronny.
Bronny Jr.
Bronny's just taking bong rips on Snapchat. Like an idiot. Do you know who your dad is, son? Sir. Sir.
I mean, didn't he put that just like on a story and all his shitty friends were like, oh, I'm going to put this in the news.
Oh, look, Bronny's getting litty.
That's shitty friends, dude. Block those friends.
Also, don't do that. Just don't do that.
What? Don't rip a bong on the Snapchat?
No. Come on. You're that word I'm not supposed to say. What is wrong with you, young man? But yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Tiger. We said no politics.
Yeah.
This goes straight to the top. JoJo. Com. Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods PGA Tour.
Bring it back.
2022.
I think we can all, as a society, agree that we need that. So let's hold the line.
Hold the line.
When we get our stimulus checks, we all donate them to EA Sports. So they will make this goddamn game.
Yeah.
Hold the line.
It's in the game.
We are the player. What was it? Power to the players?
That's GameStop. EA Sports, it's in the game.
It's in the game.
It's in the game.
Oh.
Yeah. I want it so bad, dude. I thought after that Masters, when I'd be like, you know what? Maybe.
No. Well, no. If Buick hits him up, you know what I'm saying? Once he starts getting some Enclave money again, EA is right there. They're right behind him.
So I watched Ted. Oh, shit.
Ted. Nice segue, by the way.
I was like, you know what?
And we're moving on. Here, wait.
We watched the Powerball.
Yeah. That's the Powerball.
Oh, nice.
And we watched the Powerball.
So I watched Ted last night.
Yep.
And I realized while watching Ted.
Seth MacFarlane.
I realized while watching it, I don't like Mark Wahlberg's face.
Mark Wahlberg.
Larry King.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace to the goat.
I don't like his face.
Really?
I don't enjoy looking at it. I don't want to see it. And I don't like his stupid Boston accent. I'm sorry.
What?
I don't know why. In that moment, I was like,
you are coming in with a scorching take right now, sir.
I hate it.
Really?
I don't like the face. And he's always got his eyebrows like, what? I don't know.
That's kind of specific to that movie, though, that character.
No, he does it in every movie.
No.
Have you seen The Happening?
No, I don't think so. What else is he in?
The Departed.
The Departed.
What? And then they had, oh my God, what was that actress's name? What's her name? The fucking, the girl from that 70s show?
Dude, De Niro made a career off of that look, by the way.
Well, I don't like, De Niro's face. You know what I don't like? You know what I don't like?
Well, that was unfortunate.
What was that? My phone. Oh my God.
No, it's good. We're good.
You know, guys, we just got this equipment. We're not fully ready with it yet.
I forgot to do not disturb.
Dude, don't worry about it. We're good. Did you hear it in your headphones? Just blasting.
Oh, yeah. Fancy.
What's your ringtone?
I don't know. Some bullshit. I wish it was something funny. Like, oh, me so horny. Me so horny. Two Live Crew. Some dope shit. But we were talking about The Departed.
I like De Niro's face. I don't like Wahlberg's face.
This face?
Not even his, like, but his face in general.
Okay, yeah. Mark Wahlberg.
What is the actress's name?
In what?
From That 70s Show. The one that married
Mila Kunis.
Mila Kunis.
Yes.
She said, I'm dating the hottest guy in Boston. And I'm like, huh?
What?
Ben Affleck's in Boston, bro.
Hey.
No, I'm just kidding.
Hey. Don't you talk about him like that.
I don't like his face.
All right.
And I don't want to watch him anymore.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What do you think about Seth MacFarlane?
I think in the movie or just him in general?
Him in general.
Him in general?
What about now let's stick to the movie.
The movie?
What do you think about that movie? Other than Mark Wahlberg's dumb face that you hate.
It's a dumb face, okay? I don't like it. I don't like seeing it. Get him out of every movie.
It didn't exist.
Just keep him to the dad movies.
Now, The Big Hit, that was a good movie.
Never seen it.
See?
Boogie Nights.
That's a good movie.
You know what? I can watch him in that.
Heather Graham.
Because he was young and
right?
He wasn't weird.
Heather Graham? Is that her name? Roller Girl?
I don't know. I can't remember.
That was like my first love.
Really?
Oh my God. She was in Austin Powers too, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I know you're talking about.
Yeah. Dirk Diggler.
But Seth MacFarlane, I don't know, man. I used to like Family Guy a lot. I like his jazz music. He's very talented. Mm-hmm. I think he's a talented guy. But I didn't like the humor. The humor was a little dated and non-PC. And I was like, all right, you know.
I'm going to cut that part out.
I mean, it's not that it wasn't funny. I was just like, it was weird because I was like, I feel bad for laughing now.
Why?
Because there was a lot of weird like race shit in there that they were talking about.
Well, it's supposed to be in Boston, right?
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Yeah, it's Boston.
What my favorite part of the movie, though, was them like, was how they set up Ted's character. They're like, all the news was talking about a talking bear,
right,
like a talking
right,
teddy bear.
Right.
And then the narrator's like, as like everything in America, everyone started to just not give a shit. I was like, that's actually fucking hilarious.
Yeah,
like Seth MacFarlane at points, like he's a clever fucking
just
writer.
Just nails it, yeah.
I just don't like the, you know, the race shit, I guess, anymore.
So you heard it here first.
It's a personal thing.
Cal doesn't like funny stuff.
I laughed a lot of the movie. It was a fun movie.
Yeah. And you heard it here first. Cal is a closeted racist because he laughed at the movie Ted.
Yeah. See, I can't win. Can never win.
It doesn't matter. No, I understand. I mean, everything. Comedy is one of those things. I mean, it doesn't always age
and it
well.
It evolves.
Yeah, right.
Comedy
right.
evolves.
Well, it goes the way of society, you know? Like,
yeah.
Whatever. But
I mean, I hate Mark Wahlberg.
That is what you took away from that.
It wasn't the biggest take. I mean, it was the biggest takeaway.
Yeah. Mark Wahlberg has a dumb face.
Yeah, it's just he would just sit there and I'd be like, dude, fix your face, man. Like, I don't like it.
When did this movie come out?
I don't fucking know, bro. Like 2010? I don't know.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
And then Seth MacFarlane tried to make that other fucking terrible movie.
Oh my God, like the Wild West
movie. Yeah.
I heard that was terrible.
It was so bad. I couldn't even get... I
never watched it.
I have a thing where I can literally watch the worst movies ever. Without even...
Me too.
Yeah, without... Yeah. I could not get through that. I couldn't get through it.
You know what we should watch? For our next fun movie meme segment?
Yeah.
Movie 43. You ever heard of it?
No.
There's a famous scene where Hugh Jackman is in it. He's got a ball sack on his chin.
Fun. What?
That's exactly what you're going to expect from the movie.
Okay, yeah.
That's the only thing I'm telling you.
Is Mark Wahlberg in it?
Hopefully not.
Yeah.
I don't want to see his face.
I don't want to see it.
I don't want to see his face.
Dumb, stupid face.
Dumb bitch.
God, what an idiot.
I think it's because he's getting older. I don't know, man.
You know what?
Because I can watch him in Boogie Nights and Departed because he's not the main focus. Of the Departed.
We know what you're doing over there. I know you're a rat, you fuck. That's what he does in that movie. That's the only thing
he does.
Great. And then he shows up, spoiler alert, and kills Matt Damon. Shoots him.
Shoots him in the fucking throat.
He makes him departed.
He departed him.
That's actually a pretty good movie. I watched it recently.
I love The Departed. Yeah, dude, it's so good.
Yeah, it's kind of annoying. And Jack Nicholson tried so little. I mean, he didn't.
What do you mean it's annoying?
What do you mean?
What is annoying about it? I'm not offended.
The movie?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just.
Do Boston?
No.
Was it Mark Wahlberg's face?
That had something to do with it. Yeah. No, it was just like it. It's like the story's been told a million times. It felt like, it feels like. Not phoned in, but it's just like, here's another money grab. I don't know. Whatever. It was okay. It's a good movie, but it wasn't as big as like people say. I don't know. To me, it just didn't like Goodfellas.
Didn't connect.
There's a fucking movie. But no, Jack Nicholson. I mean, he literally just phoned that one in. Yeah, absolutely. But he just kind of phoned that one in. Like the accent, his version of the accent. Fucking hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
It's just Jack Nicholson, and every now and then he goes like,
Yeah.
Ah.
And Mark Wahlberg just always tries so hard. He's like, Boston accent? Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah. That's my favorite.
I love the Boston accent.
I can't do a Boston accent.
Park the car.
Harvard Yard.
Yeah.
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 Soup. Clam. Clam chowder. Yeah. I don't know. I can't do a...
Well, that's because it's got to be racist.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Yeah.
I can
right
do
now.
That.
Say that I'm racist.
I'm really good.
In a Boston accent.
And this is the part of the show where Cal tries to cancel me.
And I think we're going to have to cut it and move on to the next one.
Okay. I love it. Thank you guys for listening. Cal.
Yeah.
You sound great. I'm... pumped to have
can I wear the headphones next episode?
Absolutely.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, because I don't like the sound of my voice, but I love the sound of yours.
I don't like my voice. I like your voice.
Nope. Well, hey, I like you too. Cheers, brother.
Cheers.
And kisses, bitches.
Some people think. It's like... Thank you.
to look for this.
Oh,